Hello.
Oh, hi, Kaden. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good, you?
I'm doing great, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up regarding your cancellation request. I understand that you signed up with us yesterday, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's not the right time. I kind of over-leveraged myself and got to thinking. I was just like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for the business quite yet. Plus, I bid jobs as well, and that's kind of how I want my business to be ran out of instead of having it come to me. So.
I see. Okay. So I want to give you some options only because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, the $299 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. And that's because go ahead.
I did see that, but I also did see that I don't know if I read it correct, but I did see something about it being after 3 days. So I don't know what that was about, but I know that after three days or so, right? Am I getting that correct?
It's then 3 days if no provisioning had been done. So they had already started the programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. I do see that your client interview hasn't taken place, though. That's scheduled for tomorrow. So
yeah, that's kind of what
wanted...
I was under aware was as per provisions, but I guess not.
Yeah. Well, I want you to have a good taste in your mouth, obviously, and, you know, to be happy about this. So, you know, I'll work something out with you, Kaden. I do want to give you an option, though, if I may, because you said that you'd rather bid on work. Does that mean that you're doing, like, an Angie's or a Thumbtack or something like that?
I do have Angie's, but I plan on canceling Angie's, actually. Probably here pretty soon, and I'm going to start bidding more public works jobs. Stuff
got
like that.
Got it. Okay, I see what you mean. Okay, so sometimes people will use a service like this to kind of fill in the gaps in between their bidding on public works jobs and things like that. You know what I mean? Because we would help you pace the business that comes in. I don't want you to think in any way, shape, or form that we're going to flip a switch and all of a sudden, you know, 1,000 calls will come in. That would be overwhelming for you as a small business, and at that point, it wouldn't even help your business. It would hurt you, right? Because potentially you could get a bad reputation if you can't, you know, handle those calls. So
I did not mention was I also do work another job, and it's pretty spotty that. I only work it when I need to. That's why I started doing this business. Pretty much I'm basically running the business, but every now and again I'll have to go in and work my other job. So I did forget to mention that, but yeah, that was probably.
Oh, I see. How much of your time is committed to your business right now? Is it like a nights and weekends thing, or is it that you do have a couple of days during the week on top of that, or?
Well, right now I'd say nights and weekends.
Nights and weekends. Okay.
I've done a few jobs during the weekdays, but it's more weekends than anything.
And then if your bidding goes well and your business starts taking off eventually, will you go full-time with the business or will you always keep
Yes, of course.
You will?
Yes, of
okay,
course.
Okay.
It's just more the timing right now, honestly, more than anything.
Yes, I
that,
get it.
That just, it's kind of multiple things that stacked up. So I do want to pursue it, but it's just the timing is the thing.
Okay. Let me give you an option, if I may, only because when we pace work coming in for a company like yours that's out there bidding on new work, what we can do is people will tell us all the time, you know, hey, I want, you know, 3 to 5 jobs this month, or I want 5 to 7 jobs, but I want them to be a high-end client, you know, someone that's willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service, as opposed to people that are out there price shopping for the smaller jobs. So how we would hone in and focus on that demographic would be by the keywords that we put you in. Our technicians can see in your area the keywords that are generating the highest revenue, and so they would program you into those. And then, who knows, maybe 6 months from now, you quit that other job and you go full-time with your business, and maybe you even develop a little crew. And at that point, you call us and say, hey, I want to open the floodgates and take on everything and anything that comes my way. When that happens, we would modify the keywords to focus on volume. So I don't want you to think that we would just put you up there and then cross our fingers and hope that it works. We would work with you as a marketing team to make sure that this is something that is, you know, we never want someone to spend $2.99 a month with us and then just break even, excuse me, because although that's a nice, it's not a smart business decision, right?
No.
So it's our goal to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And with a program like this, you know, it's a no-brainer, because even pacing it very carefully, we're already putting you where that high revenue is generated. So one thing I wanted to run by you and see, you know, if you wanted to consider it. If not, I will cancel and refund your account. But one thing that I could do is get an override and put you into our corporate pricing of $249 monthly, which means I would issue a $50 refund. And then what I would also do is give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, which means you would have all the way until April 17th before you're billed again. So my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time for us to get WickWire Civil Works on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing with some new clients. That way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And, you know, most people, they'll never cancel on profit. Once you see how well it works, you're probably going to want to keep it. But, you know, again, you do have that option in the future. If you didn't, you know, want to keep it, you could always cancel at that time.
Yeah, and I like the sound of that, because you worded it, I got to be honest, you kind of worded that a little better than the other guy, no offense.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice.
And,
was that Matthew, or let me see who you
called. No, he did a good job. He just, the way he worded it, could be partially me, but it kind of explained more of my territory of where I'm at as a business. So, you know, it kind of helps that you explain that.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. That makes my day. I like it when people, you know, share nice things like that. So that's awesome. And I do, you know, I can even pull Matt aside and see where the disconnect is and maybe at least provide him some more training. You know, tell him, hey, you did a great job. The client
didn't
complain. No,
he did good. He did
good.
Yeah,
exactly.
The only issue is the part where I didn't get my part across. I should have explained more of where my business was at. As a company, and I honestly forgot to mention that I also had, it wasn't like entirely full time. So,
that makes a difference. I see. So he didn't have the full picture either. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And like I was telling you, the timing thing too, the way you explained it kind of works around what I'm trying to do. You know,
of course. Yeah, I like to help people when I can, and I'll absolutely apply that extra time on the back end and the $50 refund for you. Also, moving forward, you'll be grandfathered into that corporate pricing, meaning it'll never go up. So typically you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness and have 100 locations to get that pricing, but I'll definitely get it overridden for you, you know, and that will help you out in the meantime while you're trying to kind of ramp up your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we're clear on kind of weekends only and kind of not
and
opening
nights.
The floodgates, but yeah, weekends and nights and not opening the floodgates, but getting the foot in the door. And then once I go full time, yeah.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this program, Caden, is you can make revisions to it at any time, and that's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So they'll ask you during your client interview what your hours of operation are currently for your business. And if that changes because you go full time, then you just let us know and we go in and make those revisions. Also, I see that Matt got a website included for you. Same thing goes
mm-hmm.
with that. You know,
yep.
Sometimes people, if they're a newer business, they don't have a lot of content initially. So we'll get the site up and running and put some stock photos on there. And then maybe 3 weeks from now, you have some really cool content or before and after photos or something like that. And then you always send that to us or upload it on your dashboard as you receive it. And then we will, you know, put it on your site within 1 to 3 business days every time we receive a new revision.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and that's a huge benefit too, because it is 2026, so bare minimum, every business at least needs a website, and I'm glad that
uh-huh.
he was able to get that included for you too, because typically that's a little bit extra. So,
I'll
do is...
Well, I was working on it, and I just, let them, figure that out.
I want to let you know I've been with this company for 14 years. It'll be 15 years in July, and it's amazing how many businesses I've talked to over the years where either A, it's the business owner themselves trying to build it and they just don't have time, or they have a friend or a relative build it, or they hire a fancy web developer and they spend tens of thousands of dollars on it, and across
mm-hmm.
the board they tell me that the website never brought them one client. And that happened.
It's all AI generated anymore, so you can do that through AI.
If a website is not compliant with the search engines or there's something on the website that is against the current algorithm update, then those are the sites that never ever get ranked. So that's the beauty of having the site through us, is that they're highly rankable sites and they're built by the Google certified technicians. So they're absolutely going to help you with getting better placement on the first page and get you on that first page quicker. So I'll process that refund right now for the $50, and it'll go in your account, 24 to 72 hours, depending on how your bank works. But you will get an email in a couple of minutes that I am processing it, so you'll know that that took place. And then for the client interview tomorrow, let me see, at 1 o'clock, that still works good for you?
I think we should push that ahead a little bit.
Okay.
So probably can we do Friday? Mm-hmm. How about we just
Push it out. I thought you meant push it
closer.
We can definitely push it out. Let me see here. So we have some openings on Thursday and Friday, but it sounds like Friday works better for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Friday works.
What time are you thinking, morning or afternoon? I can tell you what's open.
Let's do Thursday. I got something going on Friday. So let's do Thursday afternoon, if that works.
Okay. So there's 3 afternoon appointments open. There's a 1 o'clock, a 1:30, or a 3 for Thursday.
Let's do 3.
Okay. And then what I always do is I book out an entire hour. It's only going to take about 30, 40 minutes, right? But I do want to book out the whole hour just in case the technician's prior appointment runs over and they call you at 3:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then also, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you need anything else down the road, you can always use me as a point of contact. And I tell you that to preface and say, you know, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. You might call me at some point where I personally can't help you, but I most certainly can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to text that to you just so you don't have to write it down or anything?
It's no big deal.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's a voice activated system. So as long as you remember Tina or that 777, you'll be able to reach me no problem. But other than that, I'll cancel tomorrow's appointment at 1 and I'm rescheduling it for Thursday at 3:00. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Yep. And then that extra 2 weeks applied has it paid in full till April 17th, which means after that payment, your payments will always be the 17th of each month. So you don't have to worry about a billing hitting on the 2nd ever. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. Best of luck with your business. I'm so excited to see it take off for you. That's going to be super awesome, right?
Yep, it is.
Good for you. So cool. Okay. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Caden. Have a really great rest of your week, too.
You too. Later.
Thank you. Okay, bye.